time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah is the heavenly. 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 And just sing hallelujah to him. Let's fall before him. Magnify his holy name. His worthy, his worthy, his worthy to be praised. Glory be to your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Go ahead, worship him. Bless his holy name. Magnify his holy name. His worthy to be worshipped. Mighty name we worship. I want us to invite the Holy Spirit down in our midst. We don't know how we should pray correctly.
But
the Holy Spirit can help us to pray. We don't know how to glorify God as we ought to. But the Holy Spirit can help us. So for the next few minutes, let's just pray in tongues. Let's pray in the Spirit. Let's sing in the Spirit. Ramoko Shinde, Ramoko Tunde, Remaka Runde, Remoko Runde, Mahaka Shanta. Inke Rombo Korunde, Remoko Shinka, Rombo Korunde, Keremaka Tunde, Remoko Shanta. Thank you, Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Father, we adore you. Let our lives be for you. I love you, Jesus. Jesus, I accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for who you are. The Almighty. The greatest. The best. The richest. The wisest. The oldest. The holiest. The most powerful. The God of love. The consuming fire. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you for what you are. Kind. Good. Loving. Merciful. Patient. Glorious. What a wonderful God you are. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for past conventions, past ministers' conferences, past Holy Ghost services, past congresses, past divine encounters, past Mount Zion hours, past Shiloh hours, past everything. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you for what you will yet do.
As in, do people tell to be saved?
For souls that will be saved. For the sick that will be healed.
For
the captives that will be set free. For mighty breakthroughs. For great joy. For great victory. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for mighty testimonies. Thank you for journey mercy. Thank you because everything will be just wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your holy name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Father, we are here for you.
Baba, we are here for you.
We are hungry for you. Please feed us.
Baba,
we are thirsty for you. Satisfy us.
Baba, tell us.
We want to see you. Reveal yourself. We want to hear you. Speak to us. We want to be like you. Challenge us, O Lord. Change us, O Lord. Transform us, O Lord. Empower us, O Lord. Anoint us, O Lord. Take us to unlimited greatness, O Lord. And take all the glory. Take all the honor. Take all the adoration. May your name forever be glorified. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Well, let somebody shout the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Well, shake hands with one or two people and say, welcome, God bless you. Welcome, God bless you. Welcome, God bless you. Now, since this is the year of foundations, we will also talk a little bit about home training tips.
You
remember last time we met, we discussed some of these home training things. About how we know children with home training.
And
we want to discuss a little more about these home training symptoms that we show you this fellow has good home training. One thing you notice about those from decent homes is that they don't struggle.
nkan ti a ma ri to je apere dara dara nu gbogbo awon to le eko le ni wi pe won o ki je oni jagiri jago won o ki
won se wadu
wadu wadu wadu
number 1 they don't struggle over food
won ki se wadu wadu lori onje.
So when you see people struggling for food, you know the kind of home they come from.
Se ba ti ra won won ni to je wi pe to ba ti di oro onje won ma da beru ni e mo bi relation ti jade wa.
People from decent homes would rather go hungry than struggle for food.
I want one to bati leto darawa. I want ote wolonu pe kon sun lebi ju pe kon tori onje maja.
And the Bible has something to say along that line too.
Bible si ni kankan lati so ni lati kin oro yi leyin.
In Proverbs 23,
ni we owe ori keta leni ogun
verse 1 to 2.
Esa kini de keji.
Proverbs 23, verse 1 to 2.
Iwe owe ori keta leni ogun esa kini ati keji.
The Bible advises those who have uncontrollable appetite to put a knife to their throat.
Ibeli gba awon won ni to je wi pe ti iyan han onje won ti ko ba se dari pe kan fi obe si orun ara won.
In other words, that's probably the only place in the Bible where you find the scripture advising you to commit suicide.
O da be ni wi pe idi kan soso re ti ni oro Olorun ti a ti ri ti oro Olorun gba ni eyan ni imoran lati pa ara re.
If you can't control your stomach, the Bible is practically saying here, maybe it's better you just kill yourself and die.
Nkan ti bele nso ni pe to ba ko soro fun o lati pa ifun re mo lati fun onje ibadara fun pe ki oku.
So if we were not given that kind of training from home, now we are giving you in the church.
To ba je pe lati ile wa ti ifiru eko yi ko wa ninu ijoba yi wa yi o an fi ko wa.
It must never again be said that any member of the Redeemed Christian Church of God is found struggling for food.
Ah, God, God, mo, we pay our money to our father. That alone, you can carry. Don't get jacked. You need the unje. Don't you wadu wadu need the unje.
1 Corinthians 6:13.
Corinthians, kini uri kepese ketala.
1 Corinthians 6:13.
Corinthians, kini uri kepese ketala.
The Bible says,
Bible say pe
meat for the belly,
onje fun iku,
belly for meat,
iku fun onje.
But God will destroy both.
Wi pe Olorun yo pa awon mejeji run.
It's a serious statement.
Oje oro ti o lagbara.
Learn to control your stomach.
Ibadara ki ako bi a se ma gba isakoso iku wa.
I'm alive today because my mother taught me that.
I'm alive only because my mommy coming here.
My mother told me, if anybody gives you food, no matter how hungry you are, you must wait for me before you eat it.
Mama so fun mi wipe ti enikeni ba fun o ni onje ko ni fi se bi ebi se npa o to o gbodo gbo onje na sile ko fi han mi ki o to je.
Thank God I listen.
Mo dupe lowo Olorun pe mo gbo.
I'll tell you a little story to let you know how important this is. This is very good home training.
How so itan die fun yin ki e ba le mo pe eko le to dara ni eleyi.
There was a woman in our compound.
Arabin kan wa ninu ogba bi ta ngbe.
Her son gained admission to the secondary school.
Omo re okunrin o se aseyori lati wo ile iwe girama.
And since I've been in some classes higher,
nigba ti o si je pe mo ti koja ibi ti omo re wa,
I decided to give the boy some of my books.
Mo si ko die ninu awon iwe mi fun omo na.
And the mother decided to say thank you.
Iya omo na si fe so wi pe e se o.
By preparing pottage.
Lati wa si asaro.
Well prepared pottage.
Asaro elepo to ju re nre to pon daada.
And gave it to me to eat.
O si gbe wa fun mi lati je.
To say thank you for giving my son your books.
Wi pe o se o pe o fun omo mi ni awon iwe re lati ka.
I took the pottage.
Mo si gba asaro.
And because of my mother's instruction,
ṣùgbọ́n nítorí ìkìlọ̀ tí màmá ti fún mi.
No matter how hungry you are, my son.
Pé ọmọ mi kò ní ṣe bí ṣe bí ebi ṣe pa ọ tó.
Don't eat any food given you by anybody until I have seen it.
Má ṣe jẹ oúnjẹ kó oúnjẹ kan tí ẹnikẹ́ni bá fún ọ títí tí n ó fi fi ojú mi kan oúnjẹ náà.
So I kept the food till my mother returned.
Mo sì gbé oúnjẹ náà pamọ́ títí dìgbà tí màmá máa dé.
Mother returned.
Màmá padà dé.
I showed her the food.
Mo fi oúnjẹ náà hàn.
She put her two hands on her head.
Ó gbọ́wọ́ a màmá gbọ́wọ́ méjèèjì lérí.
Who gave you food?
Ta ló gbé oúnjẹ fún ọ?
I said so.
Mo ní arábìnrin màmá alágbájá ni.
Have you tasted it?
Ǹjẹ́ o ti tọ́ wò bí?
I said no.
Mo ní rárá o.
He said please tell me if you have.
Ó ní jọ̀wọ́ sòótọ́ fún mi tó bá yẹ kó o ti tọ́ wo.
You are the only son I have, tell me.
Ìwọ nìkan náà ni ọmọkùnrin tí mo ní jọ̀wọ́ sọ fún mi.
I said no.
Mo ní rárá o.
I said all right.
Ó ní dára.
We will see.
A ó rí.
So she kept the food.
Wọ́n sì gbé oúnjẹ náà pamọ́.
And I discovered throughout the night my mother was checking up on me. Are you all right?
Mo sì wá rí pé ní gbogbo òru ni màmá ń fọwọ́ tẹ̀mí lára pé sọ̀rọ̀ kí n gbọ́. Ǹjẹ́ o sì ń sọ̀rọ̀?
By the following morning.
Ní àárọ̀ ọjọ́ kejì.
The pottage.
Àsárò yìí.
That was as red as palm oil before.
Tí ojú rẹ̀ pọ́n rodorodo tẹ́lẹ̀.
Was as black as charcoal.
Ó ti di dúdú bí èédú.
By now I will probably be dead.
Ìbá irú àkókò àbá ti kú sẹ́yìn.
Control your stomach.
Ẹ jọ̀wọ́ ẹ ṣe ìṣàkóso inú yín.
Do I hear somebody say amen to that?
Ẹ jẹ́ ká gbá àmì yín.
The reason why some of you cannot fast is because your stomach is your God.
Ìdí tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wọ ò ṣe lè gbà àwẹ̀ náà ni wípé ikú wa ni Ọlọ́run wa.
Tell your stomach, you won't control me, I will control you.
Sọ fún ikú yìí wípé ìwọ kọ́ ló máa ṣe ìṣàkóso mi, èmi ni máa darí rẹ.
People from home where there is solid home training don't struggle for food.
Àwọn wọn ni tó jẹ́ wípé ní ilé tí wọn àti ń kọ́ni dáadáa náà ti jáde wá, wọn kì í ṣe wàdùwàdù ní ìdí oúnjẹ.
People from good homes.
Àwọn ọmọ ìtòtí ilé tó dára wá.
Don't struggle for seats.
Wọn kì í ṣe wàdùwàdù láti wá ibi ìjókòó.
They would rather stand than struggle for seats.
Ó máa tẹ wọn lọ́rùn wípé kán dìde dúró ju wípé kán máa ṣe wàdùwàdù kán máa jàjàkádì láti mú ìjókòó.
It's an element of decency in them that does not struggle for seats.
Àmì wípé wọ́n jẹ́ ẹni tí a kọ́ ni ò ní mú wọn láti máa ṣe wàdùwàdù lórí ìjókòó.
There is that discipline built into them from home that will not allow them struggle for seats.
Ìkọ́ni ní ìjánu yìí ẹ̀kọ́ yìí ti wà fún wọn láti inú ilé wá èyí tí kò lè mú wọn máa ṣe gìràgìrà láti wá ibi ìjókòó.
Luke 14.
Luke orí kẹrìnlá.
Verse 7-11.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkéje dé kọ́kànlá.
Luke 14, verse 7-11.
Luke orí kẹrìnlá ẹsẹ̀ ìkéje dé kọ́kànlá.
The Lord Jesus Christ said.
Olúwa Jésù Kristì sọ wípé.
If you are invited to a wedding.
O ní tí a bá pè ọ́ síbi ìgbéyàwó.
You are invited. You have your invitation card with you.
A pè ọ́ lọ síbi ìgbéyàwó a fún ọ ní ìwé ìpè wá síbi ìpàdé náà.
He said, don't go and select the seat in front.
O ní má ṣe lọ tààrà láti lọ jókòó sí ibi ìjókòó iwájú.
Look for somewhere behind and sit down there.
Ṣá wá bì kan ní ẹ̀yìn láti jókòó sí.
Until the one who invited you come and say, Oga, you shouldn't be there. Come here. You deserve to be in front.
Ẹni náà tí ó fi ìgbé pè ọ́ ṣe máa wá orí tí ó fi sọ wípé níhìn kọ́ ló yẹ kẹ́ jókòó sí tí ó sì mú yín wá sí ibi ìjókòó tó tọ́.
Under no circumstance must somebody from a well-groomed home be found struggling for seats.
A kò ní ṣe é ṣe. A gbọ́dọ̀ má ṣe ni fún ẹni tí a kọ́ tó ti ilé tó dára wá tí a ó ṣe rí i tí yóò máa ṣe se wadu wadu lori oro ijoko.
At the funeral of my father in the Lord.
Nibi isiku baba wa ninu Oluwa.
Even though I was a member of what we used to call the Supreme Council.
O le je wipe ni akoko na nko an baba wa je okan ninu awon igbemo alabesekele ti ijo.
The seats on the altar were not enough for the pastors.
Ijoko won ni to wa ni ori pepe ko to fun awon oluso agutan.
Rather than struggle for a seat, I sat in the congregation.
Dipo ki nlo wa ijoko laarin.
Dipo ki ma jeja.
Ki ma jeja ka di ki nse wadu wadu lori oro ijoko lori pepe. Mo joko sinu ijo ni.
Sitting in the congregation did not prevent God from promoting me.
Ijoko ninu ijo ko di Olorun lowo lati gbe mi soke.
I sat in the congregation.
Inu ijo ni mo joko si.
Before long,
Yotope.
My seat became a reserved seat.
Ijoko mi wa di eleyi ti an ya soto.
People who have home training don't struggle for seats.
Awon won ni ton ni eko ile ko si bi ti ati ma ri won ti won wa se wadu wadu lori oro ijoko.
Teach your congregation this.
E jowo eko awon omo ile ijo yin ni kan won yi.
Those who come from well disciplined homes.
O ya won won ni to ti ile to dara ile ti ati ni eko ile wa.
Don't struggle for position.
Okay.
They don't insist that they must be the one to sing the solo in the choir.
Ishi awon lo ma fi gbedeke le wi pe emi lo ye lati ko orin adako ninu akorin.
They don't struggle for the position of area pastor, provincial pastor, whatever pastor.
Okay. Fi iyan won won lati ma se warawara pe emi ni ko yi kan emi lo ye ko di alufa agbegbe tabi ti provinces.
They don't want to be seen.
Won ki pe ki won wa ni oju ogbagade ki a ma ri won.
They want to stay in the background.
Sugbon won wa nfe lati joko si aarin ebi ni isale pepe.
It is part of home training.
O je ohun ti o je okan ninu awon eko ile.
Romans chapter 12 verse 10.
Iwe Rome ori kejila ese kewa.
Romans 12 verse 10.
Iwe Rome ori kejila ese kewa.
Says, in honor preferring one another.
Oni ninu ola ke ama bu ola fun.
Ama fi omo ni keji wa saju.
Ka ma fi omo ni keji wa saju.
In honor preferring one another.
Oni ninu ola ke ama fi omo ni keji wa saju.
When you see two people from disciplined homes.
Se abari awon meji ton ti leti o dara ti ati leko wa.
Greeting each other.
Ton ba nki ara won.
You can notice straight away which one is from the disciplined home and which one is from the other.
Ni tara la o mo eleyi ti o ti leti ati koni wa ati leti o ti leti ati ni eko wa.
If the two of them are from the same disciplined kind of homes.
Si a mejeji ba ti leti eko leti darawa.
When they are shaking hands.
Nigba ton ba nbo ara won lowo.
The first is bending, the second is bending.
Se ni ti akoko nteriba ti keji na ma teriba.
When the one that comes from the home where they wake up their father by kicking him.
Sugbon to ba ti ile ta tin ta baba eni nipa lati ji idile.
You will stand like this stretching forth his hand.
Se lo na wo si ota ara ti o ma.
It is those who humble themselves that God will elevate.
Awon won to ba rera won sile ni Olorun ma ngbega.
Because we are talking about unlimited greatness, and I know some people will become unlimitedly great.
Nitori pe ni akoko yi an soro nipa ti igbega ti ko ni idiwon. A si mo pe awon kan ko ni si idiwon ni oro igbega won.
Those who are disciplined don't rush when they are driving.
Awon won ni ti o ni eko ile won ki da oju ona ru nigba to ba wako.
Because they have been trained.
Tori pe a ti ko won.
That is better to arrive safely than not to arrive at all.
Wipe o dara wipe ka gunle layo ju wipe ki a ma gunle rara lo.
So when you see drivers who are speeding,
nigba ti a ba ri awako to je wi pe ni foro foro ni.
And you see their master sitting behind them saying faster, faster.
Yo si ri oga won to joko seyin to so wi pe o da be ni pe o nsu ni di oko wi wa yi o.
They are children of the same father.
Omo baba kan na ni won.
From the same kind of home.
Lati inu iru ile kan na.
Years ago.
Odun melo kan seyin.
Robbers snatched the car of our late mother in the Lord.
Awon adigunjale gba oko mama wa ti o ti lo si ninu Oluwa.
And we are driving it away at high speed.
Won si wa n wo oko yi ni ona ti o ko boju mu to me si sare lo.
And some policemen took note of the logo of the Redeemed Church on the car.
Awon olopa si wa ri ara moto won ri o ti idi mu je ta le mara moto yi.
And one said to the other,
he can't support ekeji re.
No redeemed pastor will ever drive like that.
Wi pe ko si alufa ijo irapada ti o ma se bi eleyi wa ko.
Let us check, something is wrong.
O ni ejo wo je ka tele oko yi nkan kan ti ropa.
So they began to chase the driver.
Won si bere si le awako na lo.
And when they looked back and they saw the police chasing them,
nigba ti awon adigunjale wa to wa nu oko boju en ton ri awon opa to tele won,
they stopped the car, jumped out and ran away.
What pa moto ti segbe kan won kan lugbo.
So the car was recovered within 3 hours.
Laarin wakati meta ati bi moto yi gba.
Because the policeman said, I know redeemed.
Nitori pe olopa so wi pe mo mo ijo irapada.
They are a disciplined people.
Àwọn jẹ́ ẹni tí ó kóra wọn ní ìjánu.
No redeemed driver would drive like that.
Kò sí awakọ̀ ìjọ redeemed tí yóò máa wakọ̀ ní ọ̀nà tó léwu yìí.
I hope that is still true today.
Mo rò wípé òtítọ́ sì ni eléyìí lónìí.
It shall be true again.
Yóò padà di òtítọ́ ní orúkọ Jésù.
People from disciplined home.
Àwọn tí ó bá ti ilé tí ó ti lẹ́kọ̀ọ́ jáde wá.
They don't break traffic laws.
Wọn ò kí a ṣe lòdì sí ìdarí òfin ìwakọ̀.
They don't cause confusion on the road.
Wọn ò kí dá wàhálà sílẹ̀ ní ojú títì.
If there is confusion on the road, people from disciplined home are not responsible.
Tí wàhálà bá wà ní ojú ọ̀nà, àwọn tó ti ilé tí ẹ̀kọ́ ti dá ti ń kọ́ ni dáadáa wá. Ti jade wa won ni wa nibe.
Teach your congregation this.
E jowo e ko awon omo omo ijo yin ni awon kan won yi.
And do it yourself.
Ki e gan fun ara yin gege bi iranse Olorun ka ma muse.
The Lord himself will bless you.
Olorun fun ara re yo bukun yin.
People from disciplined home know how to say amen.
Àwọn tó jáde láti ilé ta ti kọ́ ni dáadáa mọ́ bí a ṣe ń sọ àmì.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Ṣé ẹnìkan tó kí hallelujah?
I thought somebody would say thank you, coach.
A rò pé ẹnìkan yóò sọ pé olùdarí wa ẹ ṣeun.
All right. Second Kings.
Àwọn ọba kejì.
Chapter 13.
Orí kẹtàlá.
Second Kings chapter 13.
Àwọn ọba kejì orí kẹtàlá.
I'm reading from verse 14 to 21.
À ń kà láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá dé ìkọkànléní ogún.
Second Kings chapter 13.
Àwọn ọba kejì orí kẹtàlá.
Verse 14 to 21.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá dé ìkọkànléní ogún.
Now Elisha was falling sick of his sickness whereof he died.
Elisha si se aisan ninu aisan re na ti o fi ku.
You can read the rest, but because of time we want to continue.
Ele ka yoku ṣugbọn tori akoko wa a fe ma tesiwaju.
There is a song that we used to sing.
Orin ko wa ta ma nko.
Do you know there is another fellowship in heaven?
I know There is another fellowship in heaven.
Do you know there is another fellowship in heaven?
I know there is another fellowship in heaven.
Do you know there is another fellowship in heaven?
I know there is another fellowship in heaven.
There are categories of greatness.
Àwọn ìpele ìsọdí ńlá ló wà.
We already know, for example, that Abraham was great.
Abraham
Genesis 24,
34
to
35.
And we know that Isaac was very great.
Genesis 26.
Genesis 12 to 14. And we know that Jacob was exceedingly great.
Genesis 30.
Genesis 40
to 43.
So even if we look at that alone, we can see categories of greatness.
So ba je pe awon meta ipere ni awo, a ri pe ipele ni ipele ni igbega wa sodin la.
But there is another aspect of categories of greatness.
Mi na tu wa ninu awon ipele isodin la yi.
Some people's greatness crumble during their lifetime.
Awon kan wa to je pe isodin la awon
like King Saul.
Gege bi ti oba Saulu.
He was great.
O je ni nla.
Was the first king in Israel.
O na ni oba akoko ni ile Israeli.
But 1 Samuel 16 verse 14.
Ba nu we Samuel kini ori kani di lugu ese kani la.
1 Samuel 16 verse 14.
Samuel kini ori kani di lugu ese kani la.
Tells us that the Spirit of God left him, and an evil spirit from the Lord came and began to trouble him. He was once great, but he ended up a madman. His greatness crumbled in his lifetime.
Ni oju oju re ni igbesi aye re ni isodin la re ni o wale.
And there are some people whose greatness lasted throughout their lifetime.
Sugba awon kan wa to je pe isodin la won ni gbogbo igbesi aye won pata ni o tesiwaju.
For example, Elijah.
Fun apere Elijah.
To the very end, he was still calling fire down from heaven. And when he left, in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11,
nigbati o si fi sile ni awon ba keji ori keji ese kokola.
2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11,
awon ba keji ori keji ese kokola.
He left in a blaze of glory.
Se ni o fi aye sile ninu ona ti ologo.
Chariots of fire, horses of fire, the whole place that was like lightning flashing. A man left in a blaze of glory.
But
yet, there is another category of greatness.
Sibe, ipele miran tun wa fun isode nla.
There are some people whose greatness outlive them.
Awon na si ni wipe awon wonyi ni awon won to je pe isodin la won leyin igba to da ti fi sile yo si ma tesiwaju.
The example of Elisha.
O na ni iru iranse Oluwa Elisha.
2 Kings chapter 13 verse 21.
Awon ba keji ori keta la ese ikokan le ni ogun.
2 Kings 13 verse 21.
Awon ba keji ori keta la ese ikokan le ni ogun.
Even after he died, his dead bone was still performing miracles.
Neyin igba ti o ku egugun re ni iboji o si nse ise iyanu.
When you talk about unlimited greatness, that's a good example.
Nigba ta ba nsoro nipa igbega ti ko ni idiwon apere ni eleyi.
That's why we want to spend some time, God helping us during the ministers' conference, to look at the last days of this man of unlimited greatness.
So
you'll be surprised that the first thing we read in the passage we read was Elisha was sick.
Onti ausiri ibi ta ko ka ina ni wi pe pelu iyanu Elisha shaisan.
I've said to my children, if you want to be great, study great men.
Ati so won ti so fun awon omo won wi pe ti enikeni ba pe di nla ti o keko lara awon to ti di nla.
Study them closely.
E keko ni si sentele lori won.
Listen to to what they have to say.
Check their
characteristics. Find out if at all they have any weaknesses. So that you know what to avoid, so you can be greater than they. That's why I have spent a lot of my time studying people like Elijah. And I know for years at the Holy Ghost service, I was teaching what I learned from Elijah. Because I like him. I like that man. I love to call fire down from heaven like he
did.
Then I discovered that Elisha was greater.
So
I decided to spend even longer time studying Elisha. After which I moved on to Peter.
Paul.
I've not spoken much about them, but now you must have noticed that I must have studied David too. Like David.
He
was a king. A warrior. A poet. A prophet. So many things roll together. I love David because even Jesus called him or received him as a father. Study great men if you want to become great. So we now heard Elisha was sick. The man with the double portion of anointing was sick.
Arakunrin na en to ni ilopo agbara meji o saisan.
Incredible.
O je ohun ti ko se gbagbo.
How can somebody like Elisha be sick? Because 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
2
Corinthians 4 7 says it doesn't matter what treasure God has given you, it is still in an earthen vessel. Never forget that. Because you are going to be great.
Amen. Amen.
I didn't hear your amen.
You got me. Amen.
Maybe I should remind you.
Where are you running, lady?
Particularly those of you who are not yet coming to the Holy Ghost services regularly.
Ni pataki jilo awon won ni to je pe ti bere si teremo ati ma wa si se mi mimo.
Whoever holds the microphone.
Eni keni ti o ba ti gba ero isoro ata fi soro imu.
Is a man in authority.
Oh no, then you know to what you are.
And whatever he's saying it with the authority of whoever gave him the microphone.
Oh, to go ban so. Oh, so well, you are saying it's your fee. Ah,
if your son holds the microphone.
Tio more, Rebaba, I roy him.
And say, let everybody stand, please.
Nobody saw you pay a key, go when you're going to the draw.
Whether you are his father or not, you will stand.
Boya oni baba tabi yara ni odi de duro.
Brethren,
enyara,
when I'm holding this microphone,
mi gba kru gba tin ba gba ohun ero ta soro si mu.
I'm holding it under the authority of the Almighty God.
Mo gba mu pelu ase Olorun Olodumare.
When I pray for you, it is a pronouncement.
Don ba si gbadura fun wa o ti je ase.
If you are wise, each time a prayer comes forth, your amen will be resounding.
Amen.
And when I make a prophetic utterance,
you
don't need to wait for me to shake and jack before I make it. God doesn't shake, he doesn't jack when he says, let there be light.
And
yet there was light. So let me say it one more time. You are going to be great.
Amen.
That's better. That's better. But no matter how great you become, don't ever forget. You hold the treasure in an earthen vessel. There are people here today. Very soon.
Like that.
You will wave your hand and the blind will begin to see.
Amen. Oh, Jawar, Lassani.
But remember, you are still holding the treasure in another
vessel.
Bible says concerning John the Baptist.
He
said there is a man sent from God.
Amen.
It is still a man.
Doesn't
matter the anointing, you are still a man.
Koni fiche irua for muronyanti, o shiche, lati nu reja dewa, enyanyo.
Don't ever forget that.
Mashe jeki, yikofu oru.
Please write it in capital letters in your notebook.
Jawa, ko, nionoti. Oh yeah, dara dara ninu iwe re.
I am but a man.
Eniyan shashi ni mi.
It's important.
O se pataki.
I've just returned from a tour of some of the African countries.
An baba je pada de lati lo gu awon ijo wa kakiri ni Isaac Africa.
And I was telling them,
what is so fun anywhere?
When we come to the Congress.
Nigba ton ba wa fun Congress.
And we see all the thousands healed.
Aori opolopo awon egbegberun ti ori iwosan.
One night, some of you will remember, 70,000 healed in one night.
Aoro ti pe ni asale kan egberun lona
adorin
lori iwosan.
And yet at the end of it, you will see one fellow or two who came in a wheelchair going back in the wheelchair.
Because
And there are several others that were brought who will walk away and they will never again have to use the wheelchair.
Bákan la o si bi opolopo to je pe iru keke na la ti gbe won wa sugbon to je pe ese won na ma fini pada sile.
And they always ask God.
Asi ba npi igba gbogbo bere lowo Olorun.
Father.
Baba.
We cannot say these people have no faith.
Ah, le so wi pe awon won yo ni igbagbo.
They came because they believe you can do it.
Won wa nitori pe won gbagbo pe le se ni.
In your own meetings, the Bible said you heal them all.
Ninu gbogbo ipade ti yin Oluwa wa Jesu Kristi, bi eni so pe ohun gbogbo won san.
Why don't you heal them all now?
Ki lo wa de ba to je pe ohun gbogbo won san.
And the answer he gave me,
Down to see for me.
So that you keep on remembering I am God and you are an ordinary man.
Na ni wi pe ki e ba le ma fi gbogbo igbagbo igbagbo ran ti wi pe emi je Olorun sugbon iwo je eniyan.
Write it in capital, I am but a man.
Ja ko ni ona ti o ye daadara pe eniyan sa se ni mi.
There is someone.
Eni ko wa.
Who will never be sick.
En ti ko ni sa isan ma. Amen.
But his name is God.
Isaiah
chapter 40 verse 28.
Isaiah 40:28.
He is never tired. He's never sick. There's no searching of his understanding. He said, have you not heard? Have you not known that the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth, is never tired, never weak, never faint? There's no searching of his understanding. There is someone who is never, never going to be sick.
Any kawa to je pe titi aye raye ti ko ri ki ja isan,
but
sugbon
is willing to share.
O nfe lati se alajopin alabapin.
Is willing to share his power, is willing to share his health, is willing to share his strength.
O nfe lati se alajopin alabapin agbara ati iye re.
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 29.
Isaiah 40 verse 29.
He said he gave power to the faint. Those who are weak, to them he increases strength.
He's
willing to share. He wants to make you strong. He wants you to be healthy. And I know this thing. I know the truth of that passage. Many times. As a result of fasting, the child body will be very weak. Many a times, walking from my seat there to the altar here is like walking a mile or more.
Yeah, poloko iba ni kin didelori joko mi kin gori oke wa ni zihi lo ma dabi igba ti won ni kin rin ibusokan.
At the moment I stand behind that altar,
sugbon ni gere tin ba ti duro si ori pepe nihi,
and I hold the microphone,
tin ba si gba ero isoro yi mu,
the moment I become his representative,
ni gere tin ba ti di asoju re,
the strength will come.
Agbara yi okunyade.
Some of you know what I'm talking about.
Opolopo yin mo ti an soro nipa re.
Some of you know what I'm talking about.
Opolopo yin oro yi ye wa.
Me who found it difficult to walk from there to here, I will be there for 3 hours. I will forget completely that I'm the one standing.
Emi ti o nira fun lati rin lati ori ijoko mi de ibi ti mo ti wa wasu, won si duro sibe fun bi wakati meta pelu okun.
All he's asking you to do is stay connected.
Ohun gbogbo to bere lowo re to n fe ko se ni wipe wa ni isopo pelu re.
That's what he says in verse 31 of that Isaiah 40, verse 31.
Ohun to so fun wa ninu iwe Isaiah ori ogbon ese ori ogoji ese kokole ni ogbon ni yi.
He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall do what? Renew their strength.
Ni ajo ba do de Oluwa yo tu agbara won se.
Doesn't matter how long they walk, it doesn't matter how long they run, it doesn't matter how high they fly, they will remain strong.
Koni fise bi won se sare to, koni fise won se rin to, koni fise won se foto, sugbon won wa pelu agbara sibe.
So is anybody sick here today?
Yare ni kan to se aso ni loni.
You can be well before tomorrow.
Amen. Ole ri wo sara gba ki aro la toto.
Because he made provisions for your healing.
Nitori bipe o ti se ipese sile fun ilera re.
In Psalm 107 verse 20.
Ninu iwe ori Davidi ori iketadini adofa ese ogun.
Psalm 107 verse 20.
Ori Davidi ori iketadini adofa ese ogun.
He said he sent his word and he healed them. As the word of God is coming to you tonight, be healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The only thing you need to do to receive your healing is in Psalm 107 verse 17-19.
Psalm 107, verse 17-19.
He said, fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted.
Oni awon asibere nitori pe tori ese won nitori pe ase dede won ko ni ase pon won loju.
So you have to admit, if you fall sick, it is your fault.
Oni lati gba wi pe emi ni mo fa.
Then the Bible said, when things got rough, they cried unto God.
Ibe li ba so pe nigba ti ogbogbo si wa yipo fun won ko won ke pe Olorun.
And then he sent his word and healed them.
Nigba yi lo wa ran oro re to si mu won lada.
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24.
Peteru kini orikeji ese ikani le ni ogun.
1 Peter 2:24.
Peteru kini orikeji ese ikani le ni ogun.
They declare that Jesus will first of all forgive before he heals.
O mu da wa loju gbangba wi pe Jesu akoko dariji ni ki o to se ise iwosan.
He himself carried our sin on his body on the cross.
Ohun ra fun ara re nko ni o gbe gbogbo eru ese wa ni origi agbelebu.
And then by his stripes we were healed.
Leyin eleyi lo je pe nipa ina re lati mu wa larada.
In Mark chapter 2,
ni we Mark orikeji
verse 1 to 12.
Ese kini de kejila.
Mark 2 verse 1 to 12.
Mark orikeji ese kini de kejila.
The Bible made it clear.
Bibeli fi ye wa kedere.
That when they brought that man who was paralytic, he paralyzed from neck downwards to Jesus.
He first of all said, "Sir,
thy sins are forgiven
thee."
Before he now said, "Take up thy bed, rise up, take up thy bed and go home."
Ki o to di wipe o so wipe ide gbe akete re ki o si ma lo le.
Problem with us is we are too proud to admit that we made mistakes.
Wahala ti a ni wipe a je eni to ni igberaga lati le loju ko wipe awa le ase asise.
We won't admit that we ate the wrong food.
A o ni gba wipe ounje ti a je nko ni o dara.
We won't admit that we didn't rest when we ought to.
Ah, nigba, that is by wipe akoko to ye ka simi asimi.
We won't admit that we worried when we shouldn't worry.
Ah, ni paramo wipe ni akoko ti o ye ka de ka lakaka la se la nje lakaka.
Worry.
Gba wipe akoko ti o ye ki ani iporuru okan. Ni ani iporuru okan.
Anyway, you already heard what I said. But when you admit your faults,
and
you ask him for forgiveness, he will forgive, and he will heal. And not only did he make provision for healing, he made provision for health. Exodus 15, verse 26. He said, if you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all that I command you this day, He said, I will bring none of the diseases that are brought upon the Egyptians upon you. Because I am the Lord that healeth thee. I don't know about you, but I know I will never have cancer. Better say it loud and clear.
I will never have cancer. So that you pay cancer, you get to me.
I know I will never have AIDS. Never.
Mama, you pay AIDS, you need your lady.
It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
Is it going to happen?
And he called I'm talking of myself. I'm not going to be mad. It will never happen.
It
will never suffer from hypertension. It's not going to happen.
It's
not going to happen.
It's
just not going to happen. I'm talking of my own. I'm never going to have a stroke.
It's not going
to happen. I'm not going to worry. Whatever God is not ready to do, we leave it undone. Period. That's all. My future is in His hands. And if I have any problem, as soon as I pray, the rest is in His hand. It doesn't concern me anymore. That's why I find it so easy to sleep. I can sleep standing up. He said, if you just listen to him, then you will remain healthy. In Isaiah 58, verse 6 to 8. He said, if you will fast.
Some of you don't like to hear that.
He said, if you will fast correctly, he said, your hair will burst forth like noonday. People who fast regularly. They always enjoy robust health. And people say, hey, don't fast or something. No. If fasting kills, I should be dead. But I've discovered that when I fast, I just get younger. Better learn to fast. And I've told you, I think I gave you an example before, scientific example. The scientists were doing an experiment with rats.
They divided them into two parts. One set, they were feeding them every day. They were fat and plumpy. Another set, they will feed them in today and give them no food tomorrow. And then after some time, they injected poison into
the two sets.
Within hours, the fat ones were all dead. After 3 days, the only sign they saw that the others were given poison was that a little bit of their tail has a change in color. Science. That's science. That's not Bible now. So those of you who don't know how to fast, begin. This is the year of beginning. Begin.
Because
you are going to need your health when you become great. Whether you believe me or not, doesn't matter. You are going to be great. It is a
sign.
I heard it from my daddy. Not somebody is telling
me.
He said it clearly. He says, son, through you and your children in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, I'm going to give the world a new definition of the word great.
Amen.
That is why some people who do not belong to what God has said will leave the redeemed. No matter how much you beg them, they will say they are going. God has given them a special ministry. We will say, well done, go. But those of you, included in this covenant of God, it doesn't matter what anybody may do to you, you are staying.
Amen.
Because it is settled, you will be great.
Amen.
Psalm 105. Verse 37. He said, when God brought his children out of Egypt, there was not a single feeble one among them. Not a single feeble one among them. I want to prophesy to you in that name that's above every other name. Every sickness, every disease in your system now will go. Stand on your feet. Lift your hand to the Almighty God. And praise Him. And magnify His holy name. Thank Him that He has brought you into the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Magnify His holy name. Because it is a settled matter. You are going to be great. There's nothing the devil can do about it. It's already a settled matter. It has come from the mouth of the Most High God. How you will do it, that's not your business. It's your own to just bless his holy name. Magnify his holy name. Praise him. Because you are going to be great. That's a settled matter now. God has decided on that. And it's going to be settled forever. Praise him for unlimited greatness. Magnify his holy name. He has said it. He will bring it to pass. How? I don't know. But that's up to him. When he speaks, it is done. It is done. It is already settled. Glorify his holy name because it's already settled. It's already settled. Blessed be the name of the Lord forevermore. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, we bless your holy name, Lord. Thank you, because it's already settled. Ramoko Shikere Makatunde Remoko Shanta. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Now you're going to humble yourself before the Almighty God and admit that whatever sickness or disease may be in your body now, you are responsible. And ask
me
for forgiveness. Talk to God. Father, I'm sorry.
Baba,
I ate what I shouldn't eat. I did what I shouldn't do. I worried when I should not worry. Father, I'm sorry.
Baba,
I'm asking for your forgiveness, Lord. If only I had obeyed you completely. You promise you won't bring any sickness upon me. I'm sorry, Lord, I'm sorry. By your special grace, now I will listen to you completely. And I will do whatever you ask me to do. I will do your will and your will alone. Father, have mercy on me. Forgive, O Lord. I confess all my sins to you, Lord. Please forgive me. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me, Lord. I'm responsible. I'm responsible for my sickness and my disease. I'm responsible. It's not you, it's me, Lord. The one responsible. So have mercy on me, Daddy. Have mercy. Have mercy, O Lord. Have mercy, my Father, my God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
My Father, my God, I stand before you tonight. As the representatives of your children to you, and as your representative to them, Only the living can serve you.
Ẹni tó wà láàyè nìkan ló lè sìn yín Olúwa.
Only the healthy can run up and down for you.
Àwọn wọn ni tó wà nílera nìkan ló lè máa sákiri fún yín.
Everything that we have done to bring sickness and disease upon ourselves.
Ohun gbogbo wọn ni tí a ti gbé ṣe láti mú àìsàn àti àrùn wá sí ara wa.
I apologize on their behalf.
Bàbá mò ń tọrọ gápárà nípasẹ̀ tí wọ́n.
Forgive us, O Lord.
Bàbá ẹ̀dá ìjì Olúwa.
Forgive us, O Lord.
Amen. Ẹ̀dá ìjì Olúwa.
Almighty God, forgive us, O Lord.
Amen. Ọlọ́run alágbára ẹ̀dá ìjì Olúwa.
We will obey you from now on.
A ó máa gbọ́n láti àkókò yìí lọ.
We will do your will completely.
A ó máa ṣe ìfẹ́ yín pátápátá.
Forgive us, O Lord.
Ẹ̀dá ìjì Olúwa.
Now, my Father and my God,
báyìí bàbá mi àti Ọlọ́run mi.
Because these your children are ministers of your gospel.
Nítorí pé àwọn ìránṣẹ́ yìí wọ̀nyí wọ́n jẹ́ ẹni tó gbàtẹrù ìhìnrere yìí.
They are going to pray now.
Wọ́n gbàdúrà báyìí.
And I want the all miracles of this convention to begin tonight.
A sì ń fẹ́ kí gbogbo iṣẹ́ ìyanu ti àjọ̀dún ọdún ìkó bẹ̀rẹ̀ ní àṣálẹ́ yìí.
Every sick one among us here tonight.
Ó yá wá wọn ni Ọlọ́run tó ń ṣe àìsàn ní àṣálẹ́ yìí.
By tomorrow morning.
Nígbà tó bá máa di àárọ̀ ọ̀la.
Let us have testimonies.
Amen. Ẹ jẹ́ kí a ti ní ẹ̀rí.
Let every one of us be healed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Ẹ jẹ́ kí ẹnìkọ̀ọ̀kan wá ti ní ìwòsàn ní orúkọ Jésù.
Let there be not a single feeble one among us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Ẹ má jẹ́ kí olókùrù kan wà ní àríwá ní orúkọ Jésù.
Thank you, my Father.
Adúpẹ́ bàbá.
Glory be to your name.
Ògo ní forúkọ yín.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Orúkọ la Jésù ni a gbàdúrà.
Now I want you to stand on your feet now.
Mo fẹ́ gbọdọ̀ lórí ẹsẹ̀ rẹ báyìí.
I want you to put your faith into action.
Mo fẹ́ kí o fi ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ sí ojúṣe.
By praying as follows.
Ẹ ká máa gbàdúrà báyìí.
And say in the mighty name of Jesus.
Kò sọ pé ní orúkọ ńlá Jésù.
It is already settled.
Ó ti kalẹ̀ náà.
Between God and my Father in the Lord.
Láàrin Ọlọ́run àti bàbá mi ní Olúwa.
That there will not be a single feeble one among us.
Pé kò ní sí ọlọ́kùnrin kan láàrin wa.
Therefore.
Nítorí ìdí èyí.
Sickness.
Ìwọ àìsàn.
Disease.
Ìwọ àrùn.
Ache. Pain.
Ìrora.
Get out of my body.
Ẹ má jáde tó ní ara mi.
Open your mouth and pray.
Láàánú rẹ kó gbàdúrà.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact us on our USA address, 4307 Highway 90A, Stafford, Texas 77477, or call 281-936-1825. Or visit our Nigeria office, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutimeta, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 0708-756-9132 or 281-936-1825. Remember, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.